Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary the mother of James, and Salome, bought spices that they might come and anoint him. And on the first day of the week at early dawn they came, and certain others with them, to see the sepulchre, bringing the spices and ointments which they had prepared. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled away the stone from the door, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow, and for fear of him those on guard trembled, and became like dead men. Now after Jesus rose, early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. Mary came to the sepulchre while it was yet dark, and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. She ran therefore and came to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple, he whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They took away the Lord from the sepulchre. And we know not where they laid him." Peter therefore and the other disciple, arose, and, went forth and ran, toward the sepulchre. And they began to run together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the sepulchre first, and stooping down he saw the linen cloths lying there, but did not go in. Simon Peter therefore came following him, and he went into the sepulchre, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying, by themselves, and the napkin, which had been about his head, not lying with the linen cloths but folded up in a place by itself. Then therefore the other disciple also, who had reached the tomb first, went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. So the disciples departed again to their abode, wondering at what had come to pass. But Mary kept standing outside near the sepulchre, weeping. While therefore she was weeping, she stooped and looked into the sepulchre, and she beheld two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they asked her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they took away my Lord, and I know not where they laid him." And when she had thus spoken, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you bore him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." Turning about, she said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Dear teacher." Jesus said to her, "Do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept, that she had seen the Lord and he had spoken these things to her, but they, though hearing that he was alive and had been seen by her, disbelieved it. Now Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women with them came to the sepulchre when the sun had risen, and they were saying among themselves, "Who will roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" For it was very great. But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away. Then on entering the sepulchre they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. But it came to pass that, as they were much perplexed about this, they saw a young man sitting at the right side, clothed in a long, white garment. And they were greatly amazed. Behold, two men stood by them in dazzling garments. And as they became terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not fear, do not be amazed. For I know that you seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. Why seek the living among the dead? He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Remember how he spoke to you, while he was yet in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again.'" And they remembered his words, and he said to them, "Come, see the place where the Lord lay. But go quickly and tell his disciples, and Peter, that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you into Galilee, there shall you see him, as he said to you, lo, I have told you." So they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for trembling and astonishment possessed them. Neither said they anything to anyone, for they were afraid, and they started to run to tell his disciples. But as they were on their way, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice." And they came and seized him by his feet, and worshipped him. Then said Jesus to them, "Fear not, go tell my brethren to go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." And they returned with great joy and told all these things to the 11 apostles, and to all the rest. But these words seemed to them as idle tales, and they did not believe the women. Now as they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city, and reported to the chief priests all that had come to pass. And they, when they had assembled with the elders and council together, gave the soldiers a large sum of money, saying, "Say that his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and free you from trouble." So they took the money and did as they were told, and this report is spread abroad among the Jews to the present day. Then after these things he was revealed in another manner. And behold, that same day two of them were walking into the country, to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking together about all these things that had taken place. And it came to pass that, as they conversed and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were held from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are these things which you are discussing with each other, as you walk with sad faces?" And one, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said to him, "Are you the only sojourner in Jerusalem who has not known the things that have happened there in recent days?" And he asked of them, "What things?" And they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death, and crucified him. Now we were trusting that it was he who would redeem Israel. But to top it all, this is the third day since these things happened. And besides, certain women from among us astonished us, who were at the sepulchre early in the morning and did not find his body, and they came saying that they had even seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. And some of those who were with us went to the sepulchre and found it so, as the women had said, but him they did not see." Then said he to them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all the things which the prophets uttered. Was it not needful that the Messiah should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" And beginning from Moses and all the prophets he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he made as though he would go farther, but they constrained him, saying, "Lodge with us, for it is toward evening and the day is now far spent." So he went in to lodge with them. And it came to pass, as he reclined at table with them, that he took the bread and blessed and broke it, and began to give it to them. And their eyes were opened and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Then said they to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us, as he talked with us on the road and kept opening up to us the scriptures?" And rising up that same hour they returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those with them assembled together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed." And he appeared to Simon. So they told the things that had happened on the road, and how he was known by them in the breaking of the bread, but they did not believe them. But as they were speaking these things, it being therefore evening of that first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, Jesus himself came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace to you." Yet they were shocked and were filled with fear, and thought that they were beholding a spirit. But he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubtings arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me, and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet, and his side. Then did the disciples rejoice at seeing the Lord. And while they were still disbelieving for joy and were filled with wonder, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took and ate it before them. Jesus therefore said again to them, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me forth, so am I sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and said to them, "Take the Holy Spirit. Anyone's sins which you forgive, they have been forgiven them, and anyone's sins which you retain, they have been retained." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails, and press my finger into the mark of the nails, and my hand into his side, I will not at all believe." Then after 8 days his disciples were again indoors, and Thomas with them. Though the doors had been shut, Jesus came and stood in their midst, and said, "Peace to you." Then said he to Thomas, "Bring here your finger and look at my hands, and bring your hand and press it into my side, and be not unbelieving but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, Thomas, you have believed, blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed. After these things Jesus revealed himself to the disciples again, this time at the Sea of Tiberias, and he did so in this way. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, We also are going with you. They went out at once and climbed into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. But when morning had now come, Jesus was standing on the shore, though the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, Children, have you anything to eat? They replied to him, No, and he said to them, Cast out the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they could not draw it in for the size of the haul. That disciple whom Jesus loved said therefore to Peter, It is the Lord. So when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he thrust his coat around him, for he was naked, and flung himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in the small ship, for they were not far from shore, perhaps 100 yards, dragging the net filled with fish. When therefore they got out on shore, they saw a fire of coals that had been laid there, and fish placed upon it, and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish you have just caught. Simon Peter went on board and drew the net to shore, filled with 153 large fish. And in spite of there being so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come, have breakfast. But not one of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? For they knew that it was the Lord. Jesus therefore came and took the bread and gave to them, and likewise of the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When therefore they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me, more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know my affection for you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. Again a second time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord. You know my affection for you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you have affection for me? Peter was grieved because of the third question, Do you have affection for me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things, you know that I have affection for you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you desired, but when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you would not go. Now this he said to signify by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, Follow me. But Peter turned about and saw following them the disciple whom Jesus loved, who also at the supper had leaned against his breast and said, Lord, who is he that betrays you? At seeing him Peter said to Jesus, But what of this man, Lord? Jesus said to him, If I desire that he remain till I come, what is it to you? Follow me. Therefore the saying spread abroad among the brethren that that disciple would not die, yet Jesus did not tell him that he would not die, but said, If I desire that he remain till I come, what is it to you? He is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Then the 11 disciples proceeded into Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, though some doubted. And Jesus came to them and addressed them, saying, All authority has been given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, until the consummation of the age. Afterward he was manifested to the 11 as they were reclining at table, and he reproached their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, Go into all the world and proclaim the glad news to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who disbelieves shall be condemned. And these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. In my name will they cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not in any way hurt them, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which have been written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures, and said to them, "Thus it has been written, and so it was needful, that the Messiah should suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending forth the promise of my Father upon you. But remain in the city of Jerusalem till you are clothed with power from on high." So then the Lord Jesus, after speaking thus to them, led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass that, as he was blessing them, he was parted from them, and was carried up into heaven, and sat at the right hand of God. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the message by the miraculous signs that followed. Now Jesus also wrought in the presence of his disciples many other miraculous signs which are not written in this book. If they were written one by one, I suppose that not even the world itself could contain the books that would be written. But these have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.